Paul, what's this day like for you now that you know who you face in round two?
I don't know that it mattered in terms of how we came into the day. It's just half the video that you've got, you don't have to look at anymore, and you can start dialing in on one team, one game. The next question is the schedule, and that'll help you lay the days out before your first game.
Given what we saw during the regular season series between these two clubs, what sort of series would you anticipate at the best of seven?
It might be similar to what you saw in the regular season. You can almost throw out the last two games the teams played on back-to-back nights, but I would think the philosophies of style of play are very similar, you know, and the elements are fairly similar. Great goaltending, back ends that are really involved in the game, forwards that can skate and stay on the puck and are hard on the puck and create an awful lot off turnovers. And I'm not talking about the kind that are, you know, you float a pass up into the middle of the ice and it gets knocked down. The turnovers that happen on puck battles, the puck gets to the net very quickly for both teams. So it's like a high event game. There's lots of action all the time. The game doesn't really slow down when we play. There aren't blocks of time where the teams are just dumping pucks and playing a safe game. It's very intense, very exciting for the full 60.
What did you learn about that team as the year went on, and do you feel like your team learned to play better against them through the experience you got playing against them?
No, I don't think that you bring a lot from the regular season. I don't think that games in November, December carry over into now. The teams changed. We added players. I think we had 7 to 9 guys out of our lineup when we were in there. The style, the philosophy of how both teams want to play would be consistent, but nobody remembers those last, other than both teams skate really well, and if they don't skate well, they skate hard. So they're on it. Not any easy puck movement. It has to be fast, and that's true of both teams.
Paul, what kind of an impact do the crowds have in both places?
You know what? The same in all series. I don't think this is unique, but both really lively buildings. When you're on the road, you can rip one off the post and you don't know that it's a good chance, and if you're at home, you can get it within 10 feet of the net and it sounds like it was a great chance. So handling those emotions, right, you're playing better on the road than you think you are. You may not be playing quite as good at home as it feels like with the crowd, but that's what's great about playing at home.
Seems like people around the league were kind of anticipating this one, you know. Why would that be?
Because they're high event games, because something's happening all the time, right? They're either very physical, they're certainly really fast, great saves. Neither team is passive in how they play. Neither team sits back and tries to slow the game down in terms of what they do with the puck. There's lots of action in these games. So you stand behind the bench, you know, and you're... Some nights, the easy nights to coach, you know exactly what's happening to the puck and why and where everybody is on the ice. The change of possession in these games and the opportunities off those change in possessions are as fast as you'll see. So it's exciting. You think you're in a good spot, you bobble the puck and you're in a real bad spot.
And I don't think that changes the playoff time. I think that'll continue.
Yeah, it may be more pronounced. I mean, it may be... It's going to be a grind. There just won't be a place to... I don't think you see anybody going coast to coast unless somebody falls down, in which case both teams have players that can do that. So how you counter off their mistakes, whether you force them into them or not, and the same is true for you. It's not so much that you make a mistake. The other team's going to force you into mistakes. How you handle that after is probably the key.
Paul, do you have any optimism that Matthew Perreault will participate in the series?
I'm a very optimistic man.
Skated?
Not yet.
How appropriate is it?
Just in general.
How appropriate is it, Paul, that one of those two teams won't be in the Final Four?
It's fine. I don't think we either. You know, they were in the 8th seed last year and got to the final, and they earned that right to get there from that seed. So I don't. That doesn't bother me at all. If you're a team that had more points than another team, maybe, and missed out, that might be hard to take. I don't think that happens, so I don't think it matters. You know what? Good to play when both teams are probably as healthy as they're going to be, right? They're as fresh as they're going to be. It's still early on in the playoffs. Makes for good hockey.
So
Lavioletta guy that you guys talk to at all during the year?
Kevin McCarthy would be the person kind of on staffs that has worked both. He's a Winnipeg guy. I had him for a long time in Carolina. I was there, and then he stayed when Laviolette came in, and now still works with him. So, you know what? You cross paths when you can. You just don't seem to be in any one city for too long.
Very good story. Needs.
I mean, you don't know fully until the series are decided in the East. We'll probably get a look at possibility start times and things like that. So we've already kind of factored in. We're starting more likely Thursday or Friday, and we have a plan if it's Thursday and a plan if it's Friday.
So will you be on the ice the next 2 days? Is that your plan? Or
yeah.
Paul, you have a pair of Vezina finalists in this series, and both teams have scored a lot of goals against right. each other. Who has the advantage in this one?
The guy who gives up one less. There's... I don't think it's necessarily on the goaltenders, right? It's on the shooters. You got two guys with spectacular numbers, and then when they meet each other, you got a lot of people that can score on the ice. So everybody's going to have to be good. You know, the team that wins this series is going to have the more guys going.
Well, how much healthier are you going to be to start this series as from the one that ended the last one?
We'll be 100% healthy.
Paul Steve Mace was on the ice. And
yeah.
Today.
I'm optimistic.
How surprised were you that Kyle Connor wasn't one of the three finalists for the Rookie of the Year?
Those other numbers, like the numbers in total, might have distanced him. He scored 30 goals as a rookie, though. You'd think you'd like to be in there, but they're all good players. I don't know. There's always a name in there you can argue should be in. They're all good players. I didn't vote on it. So you guys, whoever did, you can answer that one.
But you like the way that he's developed more as a complete player than the 31, or?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the skating and the shot was there right from day one last year. He now is a player that you rarely talk to on the bench. You know, he's developed into that guy that you almost treat him like a veteran. Maybe you do. He doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. He plays real hard. He's dangerous. There's just not a lot of holes in his game. Yeah, real good. Really liked his game. I thought that line. I'm gonna take game three out because it was the entire team. I thought that line was an awful lot of zone time in the first two games, especially game two. Nothing came of it, but they were the drivers in the final two. Both teams are more heavily interested in the back end matchup than they are up front. They've got four guys that'll play 25 plus minutes, so you're getting one of the two sets for the most part. And then in terms of structure, you know, both teams got kind of two lines that are shooters and two lines that'll grind a little bit. Their grinding line is leading their team in scoring, kind of indicative of the series they played. So not heavily matching.
Teams similar?
They are. They are certainly in terms of attitude, right, and how they approach a loose puck, how they forecheck in terms of what they're trying to accomplish. Where they want the puck, the style of offense that they generate, I think they're very similar.
You talked about Paul and everybody's got something, you know, a nick, a bang, a bruise or something. But a guy like Bufflin, who was so physical in the first series, that's got to take a toll on a big guy just delivering punishment like that. What about the break that he gets right now? How important is that for him?
Yeah, I don't think he's dealing with anything. I honest to God, he pulls off all his hits, right? He doesn't go flying. He's usually, when he's hitting, he's not covering an awful lot of ice. It's almost they're coming to him, and he steps two strides in. So he's never charging anybody. He's not out of control. He's fine. Like, I mean, he may have blocked, you know, gets hit with a shot block every once in a while, but other than that, he doesn't, he comes out the better in those hits.
Well, you said he had a great season. Did he take an even bigger step in round one?
I don't know that he had a bigger step, but when the games got more important and more intense, he played the exact same game that he did just as effectively. So the impact that he had on the regular season, he had the same kind of impact there. His game, you know, early in the year, he was playing really well. He just wasn't scoring. There were some concerns about that being the most important thing that he did, and where's his game? He's been an incredibly consistent player for us all year, and a big reason for us being a much better defensive team is his play.